I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrek, BD. E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap a full Thursday of baseball action to get you ready for Friday, heading into the All-Star break. So let's talk some news and notes from Thursday. Cody Bellinger, the Chicago Cubs, left Wednesday's game after getting hit on the hand by a pitch after the game. Broken finger. Cody Bellinger is going to the IL, likely out 2 to 4 weeks. Alexander Canero was recalled for AAA to take Bellinger's spot on the roster. Canero was hitting .238 at AAA with 16 home runs and 3 stolen bases. Will Brennan of the Cleveland Guardians was activated from the IL on Thursday. Gabriel Arias was returned to AAA. Brennan should return to the bench outfielder role for the Guardians, especially with the breakout of Angel Martinez. Kenta Maeda of the Detroit Tigers has struggled a ton this season, and now Maeda will move to the bullpen for the time being. This means that Kader Montero will stay in the Tigers' rotation, and Montero's been pretty solid over his last couple of starts. The youngster might be figuring things out, which is good to see for fantasy. Joey Ortiz of the Milwaukee Brewers will start a rehab assignment at High A on Thursday. Should not need a lot of time at in rehab, so we could see Ortiz back this weekend before the All-Star break. David Williams of the Milwaukee Brewers began his rehab assignment at High A on Thursday. He'll need a few appearances in rehab, but Williams should return quickly after the All-Star break. Trevor McGill has been great for the Brew Crew in the closing role with Williams out, but Williams should regain his closing duties once he returns. Lamont Wade Jr. of the San Francisco Giants was held out of Thursday's lineup as he's dealing with some lingering soreness in his hamstring. Wade spent quite a while on the IL with a hamstring injury about a month or so ago, and the Giants will be extra careful with Wade heading into the All-Star break. Bo Bichette of the Toronto Blue Jays was out of the Jays lineup again on Thursday as he's dealing with a calf injury. A similar injury sidelined Bichette earlier this season, so let's hope that it isn't as bad this time around. Bichette has been horrible this season, and he can be dropped in 12-team and shallower formats. Dalton Varsho, the Toronto Blue Jays, was once again out of the Jays lineup due to his knee injury. He's been disappointing as well this season, and he can also be dropped in 12-team and shallower leagues. Tyler Soderstrom of the Oakland Athletics was placed on the IL with a left wrist bone bruise. Seth Brown was recalled from AAA. Soderstrom was a big talk of the town in Fab a few weeks back, but has been struggling for the last 2 to 3 weeks, and he can also be dropped in most formats. Jake Bloss of the Houston Astros was activated from the IL on Thursday and made the start for the Astros. Bloss threw 4 innings while allowing 2 runs and striking out 4. In 13 minor league starts from High A to AAA this year, Bloss has a 1.64 ERA with 63 strikeouts over 66 innings pitched. Caleb Ort was sent back to AAA. Zach Wheeler of the Philadelphia Phillies had his MRI come back clean, but the Phillies announced that Wheeler still will not make a start this weekend. They'll give him some extra rest heading into the All-Star break. Garrett Crochet of the Chicago White Sox will start for the White Sox on Friday. It is rumored to be a short start to limit his innings heading into the All-Star break and will also allow Crochet to be eligible to start for the American League in the All-Star game. Miguel Castro of the Arizona Diamondbacks is activated from the IL on Thursday, and Slade Ciccone returned to AAA. Castro should be working out of the D-backs bullpen. Nick Senzel of the Washington Nationals was released by the Nats on Thursday, ending another run with the team for the former top prospect. All right, before we take a peek at the highlights from Thursday and a peek ahead at Friday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Thursday. Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners is scorching hot at the plate. He went 3-for-5 with 2 home runs, 3 runs scored, and 4 RBIs against the Angels on Thursday. Over the last 15 games, Cal Raleigh's hitting .286 with 7 home runs, 11 runs scored, 14 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases, playing like a top-tier catcher for the Seattle Mariners. Seiya Suzuki's heating up, folks, after a slow start to the year, an oblique injury, and much, much more. Suzuki went 3-for-5 with 2 doubles, a triple, a run scored, and 3 RBIs on Thursday. Over the 9 games in July for Suzuki, he's hitting .306, 2 home runs, 7 runs scored, 11 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. Brian De La Cruz of the Miami Marlins went 3-for-4 with a solo shot on Thursday. Over the last 10 games, De La Cruz is hitting .308 with 2 homers, 3 runs, and 5 RBIs. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Thursday. Paul Skeens continues to just be the talk of the town when he takes the mound. 7 no-hit innings for Paul Skeens with 1 walk and 11 strikeouts. He had 11 whiffs and a 33% CSW on 99 pitches. The Pirates were obviously not going to let him go any farther in that game. Skeens has made 11 starts this year with the Pirates, 1.90 ERA with 89 strikeouts and 66 and a third innings pitched. David Peterson of the New York Mets dazzled against the Nats on Thursday. 6 shutout innings for Peterson with 4 hits, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Peterson had 13 whiffs and a 29% CSW on 102 pitches. Over the last 5 starts, Peterson has thrown 27 innings, allowing 7 earned runs with 26 strikeouts. Aaron Civale made his 2nd start with the Milwaukee Brewers and looked great versus Pittsburgh. 6 1/3 innings, 1 earned, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Civale had 11 whiffs and a 32% CSW on 100 pitches. You're going to need a lot more starts like that from Civale if people are going to be excited the way they were in draft season. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Thursday. Chad Green of the Blue Jays picked up his 5th save of the year against the Giants. Roldis Chapman saved number 4 as the Pirates beat the Brewers 1-0. Pete Fairbanks held on to kick up his 16th save of the year against the Yankees. Josh Hader saved number 17 as the Astros beat the Marlins. And Paul Sewald, back-to-back saves, picked up his 13th save of the year against the Atlanta Braves. Make sure you read the Daily Relief Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Friday's action on the diamond. If you're playing DFS, big 12-game slate. Starting at 7.05 p.m. Eastern time. Some pitchers I'm looking to target here. Joe Ryan versus the San Francisco Giants. Freddie Peralta versus the Nats should be a popular one. Sean Manaea versus the Rockies. Manaea has been really good of late, and the Rockies really bad, especially versus lefties. Cole Reagans versus Boston. Boston striking out over 29% of the time versus lefties in the past month. Hunter Brown has been amazing against the Texas Rangers. And then if you want to be contrarian, Andrew Heaney versus the Houston Astros. Some bats I'm looking at, there's a lot of bats because there's a lot of pitching to pick on Friday. The Mets versus Tanner Gordon of the Rockies. Atlanta versus Randy Vasquez. Cincinnati and Great American versus Yanni Chirinos. The Royals versus Cooper Criswell coming back for Boston. Miami versus Carson Spears in Great American. And Seattle versus Tyler Anderson. Some things I'm looking forward to on Friday. Gerrit Cole versus Cade Povich should be a fun one. Yankees-Orioles, little AL East playoff battle there. Andrew Heaney, who's been very good this season, taking on Hunter Brown, who's been elite That should be a fun matchup in Texas. A lot of good starting pitchers, but not a lot of good head-to-head matchups. Those are the two big ones that stand out for me on this slate. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Quick one for you here on a shorter Thursday. Before we head out of here, though, check out pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. Go sign up. You won't regret it. Gets you in the amazing Discord. Gets you cool tools like PLV Plus, the Weekend Fab podcast by Nick Pollock, projections, and so much more at pitcherlist.com when you become a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. But that'll do it, folks. Jake Crumpler will have you covered for the weekend. And we got the All-Star break next week. So hope you all have a good one. Have a fun weekend. And I'll be back with you guys, as usual, to recap Sunday's action on the diamond and get you ready for the break. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Friday, July 12th edition. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.